Well, he leads the Dragons this year, and he joins us on the phone, Cam McInnes. Welcome to the Big Sports Breakfast, mate.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Nah, that's all right, mate. Thanks for joining us nice and early. I've got to start both personally and as a team member. Was 2019 the hardest of your career in rugby league?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. Probably more from a team perspective, just, you know, everything that went on and off the field. And overall, just, yeah, disappointing in the way we played. I felt like we have a lot of talent, and to not produce, that's probably one of the most disappointing things as a team when you expect more from yourself. So, but obviously, those things have happened, and you know, we're moving past that, as you have to do.
Cameron, congratulations on becoming the captain of St George Illawarra. It's a big thrill, obviously, and a big responsibility. But a lot of the Dragon supporters, along with the players, were disappointed with last year's performance and where you ended up on the competition table. When you undertook the review at the end of the season, what do you believe was the reason, or what the reason was, that you never made the finals? Because every year the Dragons start off high expectation, but you failed to deliver, and it was very disappointing last year.
Yeah, it definitely was. And thanks for the congratulations. But yeah, I think for us, yeah, we look back at it, and for me, it's just about having that sort of resiliency to be able to do it week in, week out. Obviously, my first couple years at the club, we started well and sort of drifted away. Obviously, in 2018, we found a bit of form at the end of the year. But whereas last year, to be honest, mate, we probably never hit our stride at all throughout the season. So, you know, obviously, you don't know what other people are thinking within the team all the time. But for me, it's just about having that pride in your performance week in, week out, no matter how you're feeling. You know, it's a long season, as we all know. But, you know, who can do it in, you know, round 20 when coming off Origin, coming off injuries and things like that? That's where you find out what your team's made of. And, you know, the last few years, we haven't been able to produce during those times. So for me, that'll be a sort of a big challenge this year, and something that I'm really looking to, you know, help turn around as a team.
What's your leadership style, Cam? Because as always, we see all different personalities with all our captains across the comp. Will you be leading to example, or will you be doing a Cam Smith and getting in the ear of the referee every 30 seconds?
Nah, yeah. I think, yeah, probably example more than anything. On the field, I think, you know, we have two really dominant halves in Benny Hunt and Corey Norman. So, you know, I'm lucky that they'll lead us around and, you know, get us where we need going on the field and things like that. For me, I just want to sort of rip in and do my role to the best of my ability and play as hard as I can. And, you know, around training and things like that, you know, helping with our culture and whatnot. But, yeah, on the field, sort of, yeah, just I guess, lead by example, so to speak.
Well, I think that is something that we've all admired about you, Cam, yeah. The way you've been able to lead, even though you haven't had that captaincy beside your name. And you've been rewarded winning all four major awards at the Dragons since you've been there, and you know, that's a testament to you and your character. But every season, there's always coaches under pressure. Paul McGregor is one guy that has been spoken about a lot in the press about being under pressure this pre-season. We know he's a very passionate coach. He wears his heart on his sleeve, and he's all about the playing group. But has there been an extra intensity about him in this off-season, and what's changed in your setup? I know you've got Shane Flanagan a part of the coaching setup this season as well, but is there anything else different other than Shane Flanagan coming along? Have you changed the strength and conditioning and how you're going about this year?
I think, yeah, with Mayor, obviously, it really disappoints me. Yeah, and I keep my head out of the media a fair bit, but I do understand the pressure he's under. And for me, I'm you know, it disappoints me because I feel as a playing group, we let him and the coaches down. And obviously there's been other coaching changes, but, you know, that's the position he holds as a coach. But, you know, in terms of how's it different this year, I think something that I really admire about Mary is that he doesn't let that outside noise impact the way that he coaches. As in, you know, you understand if he wants to control everything and you know, be more intense and make sure everything's done right, because at the end of the day, his job's on the line. But, you know, he's actually not step back, but he's, you know, let other coaches, you know, take on more responsibility and have their message. And he's just trying to drive our culture and, you know, things like that, which I really admire. And obviously with, you know, Flanner coming in, he's brought some great new ideas around our defence and things like that, which is, you know, really important, obviously, the game we play. So there's been some good changes, but for, you know, for Mary, he's just sort of kept calm and, you know, just gone about his business, which I think as a playing group's really helpful.
You got Isaac Luke joining the team as well, obviously playing in that hooker position, and that was a position that you really made your own at the club last year and you performed well at. How do you see that unfolding this year? Are you open to moving around the paddock, or will you be in tandem with Isaac?
Yeah, we haven't really spoken a great deal about it, but obviously Isaac's, you know, great player, and he's been that for a number of years now. So, you know, Mary will get creative with that, I think, and I don't mind where I play as long as I'm out on the field, but as well, as long as it's good for the team as well. So if it means me moving the, you know, into the middle stages of the game, you know, throughout the game when people are getting a bit more tired, that could work. Or, yeah, I'm not too sure how it's going to look, but, yeah, I'm excited to find out though.
Yeah, with Gareth Widdop moving on, obviously there's a lot more responsibility in your playmakers, Ben Hunt and Corey Norman, but there's also an opportunity in that spine for a new player to take over one of those roles, whether it be in the halves or in fullback. And it's, we're led to believe that Zach Lomax is going to get a shot at fullback, and he's an exciting young talent. How's he been at training? And you must be looking forward to seeing how he goes in that fullback role.
Yeah, he's been great this preseason. He's a very fit and competitive kid, which is obviously great as a fullback. That's what you need to be, running around out there. But he does so much work off the field in terms of doing his video, asking the coaches questions and things like that, trying to learn as much as he can. And, you know, it's been really well. Him and Matt Duffy have been training the house down, both competing really hard. And so I think we're in a really good position there. At fullback, even though obviously experience isn't as much as other teams, but they're both young, they're both exciting players, and they both really want it. So it's going to be going to be good to see.
Yeah, after the disappointment of last season, and there's always plenty of speculation from the Dragons supporters about what should and should happen, and you know a lot of people being critical of your performances. At the end of this season, how would you like your supporters to describe your efforts and your team's performances this year? What would you like them to say about your team?
Yeah, obviously, have a right to be disappointed, as does everybody that's involved in the club. But for me, I guess the way I want to be seen is that every single game we played, we competed and we gave ourselves a chance. And I think as a player, as a club, that's all you want. You want to be there at the end of the game and know that you did everything you could to win the game. And if we're being honest, that wasn't the case last year. I think you should never be blown out by 40 points, and that happened way too many times last year. So for me, that's my biggest goal. And then, you know, off the back of that, good things happened as well. So, yeah, but definitely a team that was in the fight every single week.
That sounds like you'll compete hard, and people will be more accountable. Is that the way the pre-season's been, about being more energised and picking people up or pulling people up if they've done the wrong thing and making them more accountable?
Yeah, definitely. It's just that whole attitude of it doesn't matter how you feel. I know, you know, when you played Laurie, there was probably games, there was probably training sessions where you didn't feel your best, but that doesn't matter. You go out there and you do your job, and you get it done for your teammates, for yourself and the club. So that's what we're trying to grow here. And it's been going good in pre-season, but you know, once the games start, that's when it's really tested. So I'm looking forward to that.
All right, mate, you're at the coalface, you're there with the boys every day. It's been a tough pre-season. What's the vibe, mate? You've seen the castle. What's the vibe? Dragons fans, a lot of them listen to this program. I'm one myself.
Yeah.
Will we be playing finals football this year?
We'll be competitive every single week, and you know, with the squad that we have, that should 100% be the goal. If it's not, we're kidding ourselves. So that's all I'll say. But I think it's going to be a very different year.
Well, we know that you'll be leading the way, Cameron. You've been outstanding ever since you moved from South Sydney to the Dragons. Couldn't be a better appointment as skipper of that famous club than yourself. We wish you all the best, an injury-free season. Hopefully the Dragons will be playing finals football at the end of the year. Thanks for joining us on the program this morning.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for having me.